What is the most expensive, publicity or public relations? This is what we're talking about in this episode. Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening and let's get started. Bonjour, hello, and welcome to episode 134 of the Nata PR School podcast. Public relations is affordable. Advertising is expensive. And yes, it's not a myth. It's the pure reality. So what are the benefits of advertising and public relations? And what's the difference? This is the fourth episode in which I help you answer those questions, and I continue to share my knowledge to help you learn about themselves and be able to tell them apart. Ultimately, of course, to help you make better choices, inform you, so you can really include and you know, in based on real knowledge, either public relations or PR, in your marketing plan. Yes, this is my ultimate goal, is really to help you make some informed choices when you decide how much money you should spend. Should you spend money in publicity or should you invest in PR? And remember that we're not against publicity. I do spend money on publicity. I believe in publicity. But yes, public relation is always less expensive than advertising. This might surprise some of you, but if you really do like a major Facebook campaign, it can quickly add to up to tens of thousands of dollars, really easy. If you decide to spend $3,000 a month on Facebook, you know, you see where I'm going, it might cost you a lot of money quickly. Obviously, if you're my friend just starting and you just created your business a month ago, of course, this wouldn't make sense for you to spend that kind of money in advertising and even in PR. But maybe, you know, PR would be more accessible to you if you have you're just at the beginning, right? And of course, PR and social media will always be more within your reach, definitely. At Nata PR, which I founded more than 20 years ago, yes, it's that long ago, I've seen plenty of trends and, you know, schools of thought emerge along with social media, right? Some clients believe that influencers was like the thing to do now. And, you know, they believe that they wouldn't need to work with brand ambassadors, personalities anymore because the influencer would save all of their problems. However, every day, we still see products and companies, I'm sure you see that just as I see it, you know, they partner with artists, athletes, and they still, of course, sometimes do partnership with celebrities who often make the headlines, right? Those who you see through mainstream media, yes, my friends. But I remember when, you know, the influencers was becoming the thing. And well, we know now it's not. It can really generate good results for sure. So the others who should swear only by Facebook ad also, you had that group of people or the group that just, you know, believe that Google AdWord is the end of the world. Of course, it will generate sales, which is crucial. But if they would have combined it with working on their reputation through PR, they would probably have helped their company last way longer. Because as you probably know, if you've listened to this podcast, publicity will never bring you create your reputation, increase your reputation and visibility, get known. It's through PR that you do that, get talked about. Publicity will never do that. Even if I love publicity, this is not what it does. Publicity is really direct sales. But if you want to last in time, this is where you should invest in PR, or when you decide to invest in PR is because you want to last, not just because you want to do some quick sales, right? And well, since social media appeared, that was another trend that we all saw. For those who have been there for more than, like me, more than 15 years, the life cycles of promotion, fashions, and trends, I don't know if you've noticed, it's just speed up. It goes so fast from one trend to another. So now we see TikTok appearing, and some of my clients just want it because it's the new thing, and they believe that if they don't do it right away, they're going to miss the boat. Well, that's why you may have heard about this 360-degree campaigns. You know, you might have heard this expression because that's what it is, 360-degree campaigns, which simply means getting yourself seen and promoted on more than one platforms. Doesn't mean you need to be on 360 platforms. No, it means you need to be on just more than one. Not just investing everything in one platform like Facebook. No. Even if it's profitable and generates sales, you should keep some of your budget to invest elsewhere. You should also be working on your social media, not just doing Facebook ads. So new brands can launch cheaply online. We know that I talk about those brands, the emerging brands from the web. We have those clients. Sometimes they've been around, they started maybe 4 or 5 years ago with just like nothing. And they started testing all kinds of things through social media, online, on the web, because it's not expensive when you don't need to rent a room and sign a crazy expensive lease to have a store to attract people in, right? So today, really, if you want to start a company online, it's much more affordable. So all this to say that some companies like this that are really a few years old are really good with their social media platforms, and what they also were quite good at getting themselves noticed by the press. So they got talked about, they were featured, and they understand PR. We do have many of these brands getting to us, calling us, asking to work with us. And we have many of those clients right now, which is so much fun, I find. So they do understand PR, some of them extremely well, because they realized that it would increase, you know, the people knowledge about them way quicker than just doing advertising. And if you are one of these amazing, beautiful brands that have been around for more than 20 years, sometimes 30 years, and you haven't done, you know, thought about where should I put my eggs, my money, not in the same baskets all the time. What should I do? Not just do promotions with the stores, like we call those the publicity, co-op publicity, meaning you only spend money through your sales network. You don't do any social media, for example, combined with PR and publicity. Be aware, because many brands every year, there's about, I don't know, 5 or 6 that come to us and they want a miracle because they haven't done any social media or very little, just in-house with, you know, when they had the daughter of the of the owner that started, you know, their social media platforms, nothing consistent, and they've never done PR. So now they decide to spend a lot of money, and they want a miracle to happen. So, and they are losing shares, market shares, because these brands that started 5 or 6 years ago, you see how long, it didn't happen overnight. So if you haven't done that, you should start today, really, because in 4, 5, 6 years, you'll have these new brands and you might be very surprised. It goes fast. Once they really enter major markets, means that they have a new following, maybe the new generation, a Gen Z knows them well. So you might be pushed away and lose, you know, your positioning in some of your clients where you've been for so many years. But let's go back to the topic of this podcast, which is public relations is cheaper than publicity that's so much more expensive. So during the pandemic, when many of you out there, many of our clients too believe that the internet and the online sales that really started to like flow would continue to skyrocket as it did for many of our clients. Some of them also did something very smart, which it was to hire a digital marketing agency to continue boosting their online sales, which we love. But some of those agencies, oh my God, they even recommended to our clients, they wanted to know where they were spending money. And some of them, you know, had big egos, obviously. And they wanted to manage the entire promotion money, publicity money. And they're like, meh, PR, this is dead. This is old. And they wanted to have our budget. I'm like, what? It happened during a meeting. This young digital marketer, well, how much are you spending in PR? We want that budget. We'll generate more sales. Well, this is not knowing exactly what we do because if you are a young marketing director, you don't know about PR, come and ask me. I'll give you a training. You should register to the NetApp PR school. Because public relations will increase your visibility, will create your name out there. People will know you, credibility, which publicity will never do. But don't get me wrong. We love publicity. So just, you know, I crunched some numbers to find out how much the most recent online ad campaigns by that agency had cost versus our PR results. And well, I know some of you are going to say, well, it's not the same thing, but just for the sake of this exercise. And this is for a client that's really like has a very high-end products, really niche product. So the cost of, you know, what we call the acquisitions, you know, acquiring new subscribers for their newsletter, for example, versus a public relation campaign. So listen to this. The cost per new email was $5 to $10 per new subscription, per email subscription. And as of what on our side, the campaign we did was about 5 million of a cent, not even 1 cent, but 0.005 per potential reader, listeners, and fan. This is how much it costs. Or if you do a cost per thousand, it's not even, it's $5, but even less than $5 per thousand. Well, several big brands that retain the services of our agency, NetApp PR, are investing only in two things. They invest in what? Social media and public relations. Ouais, voilà. So naturally, there is no magic formula. There is no one way or you die, right? It's not how it works. Otherwise, my God, I would be making so much money. But we have convincing case studies, really. We see it every day. And this is why brands entering the US market, the Canadian market, what are they looking for? They're looking for a PR agency. Yes, that's what they're looking for because they already handle sometimes extremely well their social media platforms, especially if they are an international brand or sold in many countries already. So voilà. So public relations will always cost you less, will help you create your brand. So it's up to you, my friend, to include PR in your marketing plan. And hopefully, if you like this podcast, please give us a comment, a note, because you know how important it is. And I hope this little PR break gives you some time to think about your business on how you invest your publicity money, your promotion money. And I hope you'll be joining me next week. À la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to netapppr.com and get on our list.
You will also receive the NADA PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nada@nadapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine.